Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People that are either giving you the horror stories or telling you the blessing, the great blessing that is about to be at your doorstep.
You've been through it before two times, but it's been a while.
Yeah. It's been quite, it's almost been 15 and a half years, in fact, since the last time that we had this type of a foray. But no, it's all been a lot of excitement. I think, you know, because I have done it, I know about the joy and the bliss and all that, but I'm also a proper amount nervous because there's going to be a lot to do with the young fellow. So I'm very excited about it. Obviously, it's a great blessing for our family, and I know it's awesome for me and for Kayla. And so we're very excited, very excited. But no, so far, everybody's been so positive. Everybody yesterday was, I finished up with the Browns for a couple of weeks, and then hopefully I'll pop in and out at times, but everybody was so coming over to the studio. It was very cool. Very nice. Very supportive.
It's going to be awesome. I'm very happy for you and Caleb.
Yeah,
this is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to meet the boy. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah. He'll be out at training camp this year. He's ready to go.
This is going to be great. Nathan Zagura
joining
us.
We're talking to him, you know, through the belly as you're able to do it. I'm telling him, get ready. You know, you got to be charting throws at training camp.
Oh, so yeah.
That's going to be big. So we're already getting him ready to go on that.
Nathan Zagura with us on the show. So Lyman and I had kind of a row earlier this morning because I said, hey, like a lot of people are saying great things about Shedeur Sanders. I like Shedeur. He moves the needle on content, everything. What are you going to do, man?
For
you
sure.
Can't. I'm going to lean into it. I can't deny it. But that said, I want to do what's right by him. I think it's been a tumultuous spring and summer for him because of the scrutiny. That's probably not his fault, but there's been scrutiny there. And I said, man, I'd rather just kind of take him out of the running for number one quarterback. He might already be out of the running for number one quarterback just because of how they want to do it. But I want to do that just because I think you could almost spike his career before you even get the chance to get it off the ground. If he goes out there and he's not able to conduct an offense the way we've seen other quarterbacks go out there too early and not conduct an offense.
For sure. So, and some of the stuff with Shedeur from a national standpoint, like, you know, I've done a couple of interviews and they talk to me like as though he's the only quarterback on the roster. And I get it from a content standpoint. I was, you know, yesterday out of left field accused that I was, you know, creating false hope and false narratives around Shedeur Sanders. And so what we did was play a clip from Cleveland Browns Daily on Tuesday, which anybody who wants to see it, you can watch, go to our, you know, YouTube page, Cleveland Browns YouTube page, watch the opening segment from yesterday's show. We played a clip that I, from Tuesday, which was completely about urging patience from the fan base, from everybody when talking about Shedeur Sanders and saying that when you see him throw the football, he throws a beautiful football. He throws a very catchable football. He throws a very accurate football. His ball placement, as I've talked about, is elite. But there is so much more to playing the quarterback position at the National Football League level than just your ability to throw the football. You have to have that. That, I think, once you master the other things, the ones who are great are the ones who can decipher where to go with the football and understand all the things pre and post snap, but then actually have the skill to deliver the football. We have a lot of quarterbacks in this league that can make every throw in the book, but they have no idea where to throw it, or they have the arm strength, but they can't be accurate with the football, or they can't read a defense, and so it doesn't matter that they're accurate. So you need all of those things, and I think when you look at kind of the journey, let's say just take the two rookies on the roster that Dylan Gabriel took and that Shedeur Sanders took to the National Football League. You know, Dylan Gabriel was always at major programs, had the three stops. He started more games than anybody. I think his on-ramp to some of the things from the nuances of being a quarterback in the National Football League because of the way that he was coached in college and the things that he was exposed to is shorter than that of Shedeur. And so really kind of looking through the lens of Shedeur Sanders, was at Jackson State, was at Colorado, a lot of different offensive coordinators. I know that. We had an NFL head coach and offensive coordinator, obviously the last stop in Pat Shurmur. But I don't think he was asked to do a lot of the things. So this is no fault of Shador's, more is it a comment on his capability to do these things. I think he just has a kind of a longer on-ramp or a longer learning curve to all of the things pre-snap, all of the checks that you need to be able to make, to being under center, to calling plays in the huddle, to being able to be comfortable turning your back to the defense, having that initial snapshot, turning around, getting that second snapshot, understanding what has changed and what that means for where the football needs to go, than the other quarterbacks that he's competing against. Certainly Joe Flacco, who has been in the league since 2008 and is the ultimate veteran and a consummate pro. Certainly Kenny Pickett, who still started 25 games in this league, even though he's still on his rookie contract. And then Dylan, who started more games in college football than anybody else. So I think that's the lens. I think it's going to be very easy to go just watch him throw the football and say, okay, yes, he is making a lot of strides. And boy, is he. He's working his butt off. He's in there early. He's out late. He is obsessed with the opportunity to work with Joe Flacco. It's one of the things that he cites all the time, why he's so excited about what he gets to do every day. So I think that you're right in the sense that I'm not saying Shedeur Sanders can't be the starting quarterback for the Browns at some point this year, but I think, could it happen? Anything is possible, but I think it is more likely than not that will be something that's later as he continues to get the valuable reps. And it's not just reps on the field. It's the reps on the whiteboard. It's all the understanding of every little nuance and subtlety that goes with being a quarterback in the National Football League. And I think he's incredible. He's absolutely capable of getting to that point. I think he will get to that point. I think he's probably going to get there faster than we think. But that's a challenge that is not easily seen. And I go back to, well, everybody had first and second round grade on him. Well, that's just on the tape. On the tape, there's no doubt what Shedeur Sanders is, and that is an elite thrower of the football, an elite distributor, point guard of the football. But there's the other parts of going into playing quarterback that, again, it is not his fault, but he wasn't asked to do a lot of the things that you have to do, I think, at this level. And so that's why you need to have that patience with him. And to what you're saying is, ultimately, it's going to maybe take him a little longer to get to the point where he really has that grasp that he can then be in that competition. But let me tell you this, he is incredibly talented. He's incredibly hardworking. And I think his ceiling is very, very high.
All right. So obviously we joked about the charting of throws. The media has only gotten to see so much. And again, there's no pass rush involved in any of this. So should fans maybe not temper their enthusiasm? We want fans to get excited about what's going on in the offseason, but should they not really be persuaded one way or another based on the media reports at this time?
Yes, and I'll just kind of give like a little more context to what I'm saying. Number one, that media snapshot, until we get to training camp, then it's every day. So that's a little bit of a better picture. But right now, the media snapshot is one out of the 3 days of work in a week. So it's 33% of the body of work, right? Two, when you just list completions, attempts, touchdowns, interceptions, and that's all that's listed, that doesn't tell you anything. So I have my own spreadsheets and my own charts that I'm going through to kind of just keep tabs on these things, not anything that, you know, is going to be for public consumption, but just to understand. But on mine, there's so many more factors in that, right? Is it team? Is it 7-on-7? Because that's different. Is it red zone or not red zone? Because that's different. Obviously, some of these touchdowns, if you're getting more reps in a red zone period than you've got in a team period relative to somebody else, it's more likely that you're going to throw more touchdowns. The other thing is, okay, when were you playing? Were you up first? Were you up second? Who were you playing against? What defense are you playing against? Were you playing against the ones? Were you playing against the twos? Were you playing against the threes? All of these things matter into the equation. And that's why I talked about more in terms of not the numbers, not the reps, what we're seeing now, but how does that evolve and do those things change? Do we see quarterbacks like Shedeur who have not yet gone against the starters? Does he earn that opportunity to go against the starters? Because that changes how you look maybe at some of the numbers. The other thing is, too, you could see 7 for 9, but you could have a quarterback who goes, let's call it 6 for 9, another quarterback who goes 8 for 9. In that 8 for 9, how many of those were checkdowns? How many of those were throws where you're actually throwing it in rhythm where the ball was supposed to go? How many times are you pushing it down the field? So I think it's very hard when we're just posting up, this guy was 8 for 10 with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. This guy over here was 6 for 10 with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. It's not apples to apples. It's not like this is in a game on Sunday where you're playing against an opponent. It's not apples to apples at all. So I think that part of it, you lose a lot of the nuance. So I would definitely be taking those things with a massive grain of salt. Now, directionally, you can see, and everybody who goes out there, you have eyes, and the videos you watch, you can see who's throwing the ball well. You can see who maybe at times is not throwing the ball as well. But there's so much more to it than just the raw data of this guy threw this many passes, this many were complete, he threw this many touchdowns, threw this many interceptions, because it doesn't tell you kind of anything about the quality of the completion. It doesn't tell you what the quarterback was asked to do on that play. It doesn't tell you who he's going against, who his receivers are on the play. So I think all of those things matter, and that's why the coaches have all of these reps, and we're getting so much work. I think if there's a big story coming out of training camp, and I know quarterback, obviously, that's the big story, but the second big story to me is, folks, this is a completely different OTA than we've seen with the Cleveland Browns in recent years. The number of reps, the intensity of reps, all of it. I think having these quarterbacks is kind of spurring that on, maybe not from the intensity standpoint, but the number to get all the work. So you're having a team that's getting a lot more work out of their OTAs than they have in the past. And I'm telling you this right now, because I've talked about it with numerous coaches on this team. You're going to see, fans, when you come to training camp this year, longer, harder, more demanding training camp practices than you've seen in recent years from the Cleveland Browns.
And I think that's a good thing. Whoa! No camp cupcake here, Nathan.
No.
Nathan Zagura on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ask him, Tone. Ask him.
All right. Did you even really care all that much about the Aaron Rodgers news? Do you think he is going to help them in a big way, or will it just be another Steelers season? 500, little above, maybe go to the playoffs.
It doesn't surprise me that he's there. It does surprise me that he was like, yeah, I'm just going to come in for the mini camp. Like, you're a quarterback. If you're trying to take over a franchise and a new franchise and a new offense, and now they're praising, you know, Arthur Smith, and he's going to be flexible and mold his offense to kind of some of what Rodgers wants, which is not what we've heard about Arthur Smith's offense, and certainly not in Atlanta or Tennessee before that. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It's just it's an odd situation. Is he still a talented thrower of the football? No doubt. But is this the Aaron Rodgers that is likely to be an MVP? Also, I would say not. He comes with a lot of distractions. The only thing I don't like, Ken, and I'm sure you guys don't like this either, but Pody is going full reverse jinx on it, which is, I'm not enjoying that part of it at all. But I don't think it changes. I think the Steelers coming into the season, even if they had Mason Rudolph, were probably preseason by the pundits, third in the AFC North.
Yeah.
I think with Aaron Rodgers, guess what? They're still third in the AFC North, right?
I wish I could tell you different, but I think they are. I actually think it could blow up. I really do. I don't think that
could.
I think it's more likely that it blows up. I don't think he's really interested in playing anymore, but I don't think he wants to retire. I think he's just playing to play. I don't think he's interested in being a teammate and doing everything that needs to be done as a leader in a locker room.
He would have been
in the
there,
NFL anymore.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what you said about the offense with Arthur Smith, I think it knocked it out of the park. Like, somebody said, oh, they'll be run heavy. I go, will they? Like, Aaron Rodgers just going to turn around and hand the ball off? He's never been that guy. And I don't think at this point in his career he ever wants to be that guy. So I think they have major questions to answer. But I will tell you this, though. As of right now, the way I see it, Nathan, you probably see it differently. You're there every single day, all right? So I got to see it from 30,000 feet and from Berea. So help me on this. The Steelers have a 41-year-old quarterback who'll turn 42 during the season. The Browns have a 40-year-old quarterback right now. Both teams are probably looking at quarterbacks, as we sit on June 6th, are probably looking at quarterbacks in the 2026 draft. If they really have a flame out here, like, I don't think the Browns are going to win 2 games. I don't know if they're going to win 10 games, though. We got to figure it out here, and they might be in a prime position to take their QB.
Talking about the Steelers?
Yes, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, that would be an epic flame out, and that's the thing that's been kind of so interesting about Tomlin, is that no matter what's gone on, they haven't had a losing season. Mason Rudolph did play pretty well for them the last time he was there. You kind of got the sense they were waiting for Rodgers. They could. Look, he comes with so much now. And even last year when he was healthy and played at times relatively.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, for the Jets, it didn't work for them. So I don't think there's any way you can have expectations that this thing is going to be a rocket ship, you know, that, now they've got, this isn't, 2016, this isn't even 2019, 2020 Aaron Rodgers. So it will be a fascinating thing to watch because it is strong personalities. Now, we had heard from at some times that perhaps maybe TJ Watt was on the move, and now they're saying, he's going to sign a deal that's bigger than Myles Garrett's. It sounds like they're a team that's operating in a way, if that does happen, right, that is not in a flame out way or not, certainly not in any kind of a tanking way, but a team that thinks that they want to get in the playoffs and try to win some games. It's always a tough place to play. You know that Pittsburgh is a tough place to play. But yeah, I think this has definite flame out potential. And Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers are two very passionate, I don't know if stubborn is the right word, but hard-headed individuals.
Yeah.
Watching that merger, I think, is going to be fascinating. Just based on the things that we've heard trickle out from times in Tennessee and certainly from down in Atlanta, that to me is going to be one of the most interesting dynamics in the whole thing. Like Arthur Smith last year, if you remember, the Steelers weren't they 5-1 with Justin Fields? 4-1 maybe? Maybe
third
five games was 4-1?
Yes.
And Arthur Smith could not stand him at quarterback, and they were winning games. So it's one of those things. It's like, what's more important here? And I think that's going to be a fascinating dynamic between those two.
Nathan, thank you very much for the time. Good luck with everything on Monday. God bless. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Love you guys. Just one last thing, because I want to just get your guys' take on this. And I'm sure you've talked about it already, is what Halliburton is doing. One of the most insane clutch performances in an entire play. I mean, they are rewriting the history books every single round. It's kind of stunning. Like, what do you guys think about what we're seeing? That he gets the ball there, everybody knows he's shooting it, and he hits another game winner to steal game one on the road in a manner in which no team has ever won in the NBA Finals before.
I said at the beginning of the show today, I think he has the potential, if he were able to finish this off and actually beat this Oklahoma City Thunder team, it's only game one for crying out loud, but with what he's done throughout the playoffs, I think that right now the league is at a crossroads of who the next face of the league is. I think he can vie for the face of the NBA.
Yeah, Nathan, it's just weird to see a guy that has trouble really putting up a ton of points, not really his game, does like to get other guys involved, and then has four of the biggest shots of the playoffs and comes through at the biggest moments. It's insanity.
It's insanity. I was just seeing one of those advanced stats where they took like the best clutch performances in an entire playoff run, and he is so far as an outlier above anything that we've ever seen in NBA history before.
Mm-hmm.
It's staggering. I mean, they're demoralizing. I do think it was wild that he didn't get Eastern Conference Finals MVP, that they gave it to Siakam, and he was totally ready to stand up and accept it, and not so fast. So maybe he's like, I'm going to get the Finals MVP. But like your point, long way to go. It just is weird, though. Their backbreaking comebacks have had a way of having much more of an impact than one game. So we'll see if they can keep that going against the Thunder, because I think the Thunder are the better team. Although the Pacers are a great basketball team, but the Thunder are just more talented, I think.
Nathan, thank you very much, friend. All the best.
You got it, guys.
Outstanding. Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It was crazy. Nathan asked us what we thought of Tyrese Halliburton at the end of the interview. We're talking Browns. We're talking AFC North. And he's like, hey, what do you guys think of Tyrese Halliburton? I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I thought you were kind of...
If they finish that off, it could be face of the league time for him.
So, yeah, Kenny brought up face of the league. And maybe that's just... It's hard for me to wrap my brain around somebody who has been, you know, throughout the last few seasons, a good player. He's been a two-time All-Star, just as Darius Garland's been a two-time All-Star. But he didn't have the signature moments or anything like that. And then these playoffs come around. Not only does he have the signature moments, this is like the all-time virtuoso playoff run. If he caps it off with a championship, I mean, we're putting you in rarefied air for this playoff run.
It is, it's something. It's a playoff run that everything is compared to and what guys do. Like, I don't want to go too crazy. I mean, again, Robert Horry was on the station a couple of days ago, and Robert Horry's known as Big Shot Bob. He averaged 7 points a game for his entire career, which, by the way, is 7 points more than the majority of the population. I'm not ripping on Robert Horry, but Robert Horry wasn't face of the league. He has people have a great memory of him for the big shots that he hit and the championships that he won, so I don't want to oversell it, but I think that the league is in this transition. You have a 40-year-old guy who's the face, the icon of the league. You have another guy who's approaching 40 in Steph Curry. That was the biggest rating that they had. And then everybody else is who they want to hand it off to is a person people can't pick out in a grocery store or a disappointment for off-court situations. And I think, man, this is a guy that can be a villain. He plays in the Midwest. He hits big shots. He's a leader on that team. They're playing team basketball. This is an opportunity for him. Now, I did not find this, so you're going to have to take me through this entire thing here, Tone. Please, if you can. Last night, finals game one yesterday, where the Indiana Pacers came back. They were down by 9 with 3 minutes left to go.
Yeah, incredible theater. Even Owen admitted that he had dozed off for the night. It was over. And then he woke up, and he's like, well, might as well check this out. And he put the game on.
Well,
but he would not have been able to do that if he were in Fort Wayne, Indiana. No. As this is what it sounded like on the local, which affiliate was it, Owen?
WPTA.
It is 21 Alive in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The Thunder clinging to this three-point lead. SGA the drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward. Hear what he wants to have happen now.
What, you put the game back on?
A big night for Pacer fans as Indiana is in the NBA Finals. We'll show you a local business who has seen a boost from the Yes Sirs.
Oh, my God.
So they do a Pacers promo in there.
How can you be the face of the league if you aren't even the face of Fort Wayne?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That is brutal.
The pause. I thought our audio cut out. I'm like, oh, God. And then you hear the local news break in. This is... I got to hear it again. I'm sorry. 21 Alive. Hit it.
Doesn't work like that.
Oh,
Thunder clinging to this three-point lead. SGA the drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward. Hear what he wants to have happen now.
Probably not to get beat up again.
A big night for Pacer fans as Indiana is in the NBA Finals.
I don't want that.
We'll show you a local business.
Tell me more about the business, not the game that's on.
The Yes Sirs.
Oh, my God.
The Yes Sirs. It sounds so genuine and organic from that newsman during the playoffs in the NBA Finals. Let me tell you something.
I'm sure he's born and bred there, and he's a big Pacer fan.
Kenny, I don't know if you've been at Fox 8 when... You're preempted by either sports or it's the other way around. I've absolutely been in my years working in TV, especially on the weekends, whether it was Parkersburg or whatever. I have had to answer the phones when something like this happens and people cry bloody murder. I mean, if a tornado warning comes on and there's a golf or a NASCAR or something that's on, a big event, even if it's not a big event, these people come out of the woodwork and call. I cannot imagine their switchboard, quite literally a switchboard, what that would sound like during
well,
that.
Well, you got to think you're calling in and going, I want to watch the game, guys. Where's it at? And then you just get...
Next on 21 Alive News.
We got that guy who's in a drunken bar fight.
Poor guy who was beaten, didn't even get any sympathy for being beaten because everybody's mad because of the promo that came out.
You gotta get it again.
The best is if he was out at a bar watching the game and that comes on, then it incites another riot.
You better put up your dukes because here comes round two after something like that.
Next on 21 Alive News.
So imagine if you're at the TV station too, and you're like a sports guy, and you're watching the game. Oh, you got your interns, you're charting every basket. Oh, you've got even the news people kind of hover over to the sports department when there's a big game on, and that comes on. You imagine him running down to the control room.
Next on 21 Alive News.
Didn't get a weather in there. Got to get some weather in there, too.
Well, yeah. So those are recorded, and somebody accidentally hit the button.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge...
Did it take over the entire screen, or did they put them down in the corner? Mm. Is that how that went?
I don't know. Yeah, that's good. The game was not on the screen. It was the entire newscast.
Oh, my at least during the O.J. Simpson chase,
yeah, you got both.
They were showing the game.
At least... I forgot that they were showing the game during the O.J. Simpson. I was watching on a different channel. They cut away. See, that one cut away from the Indians game to show OJ.
Yeah.
I think it was Alvaro Espinosa running third base, and all of a sudden, there's the white Bronco.
Next on 21 Alive News.
I defend them when they cut in for tornado warnings and things like that. That's a miss. That is a miss. What a miss. All right, here's Nick yesterday. So before we play Nick. Sorry, I thought you were on the same page, Owen. We were just having a completely different conversation. Afternoon 01 instead of Wilson 01. Afternoon 01. I didn't realize Nick was saying that they were winning the division yesterday. Because Lima's like, it'll be another 9-8. Like Lima.
The AFC North?
I thought we were going to have an argument about Aaron Rodgers yesterday or earlier this morning. Lima gave me nothing. Now, he argued with me about something else later in the show. Not ripping you, just saying. You are totally non-emotional about Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers at all. You frankly don't care.
I'll be honest. Part of it is I just think it'll be same old Steelers. Like, I don't think he'll be great. I don't think he'll be terrible. I think they'll probably win 9 games. I mean, that's just, I'll be surprised if it's, I mean, unless he gets injured or whatever. And his mobility sucked last year. Got a little better towards the end of the year. But, like, I can't see him dazzling or putting on an MVP performance at this age.
Here is what Nick had to say.
I honestly think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a real chance. I think they're going to win the division this year.
Oh, they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good team that has not had quarterback play halfway near as well as Aaron looked to the second half of last year. I think people are all the way out. I think people are wrong about where Aaron is. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are not the same quarterback.
Good luck beating Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow consistently.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not Joe Flacco.
It's 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, though. Like, there's still a difference between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
I'm going to give you an even more elaborate take. I'm going to take one step further.
Okay.
Even if they don't win the division, they're going to get their first playoff win since TJ Watt was in diapers in NFL parlance.
And this is why they did this, to defend Nick in some way. I don't agree with him. I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to completely crash and burn. But to go with what Nick's saying, I mean, they didn't go get DK Metcalf for Mason Rudolph. They don't have Minkah Fitzpatrick for another year, and they're not going to get something worked out with TJ Watt for Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. They're not doing any of that. They're doing that for Aaron Rodgers. So they're as all in as they can get with the express commitment to making a run as far as they can. I mean, they should be thinking Super Bowl over there. It's either boom or bust. It's either you're going to Super Bowl 50. I lost count, actually. You're going to the Super Bowl or Super Bowl 60. You're either going to 60 Super Bowls. Unbelievable. You're either going to Super Bowl 60 or this thing's going straight to hell and you're getting your quarterback next year. He's 41 years old. He's going to be 42 during the season. There is no tomorrow.
I mean, like Nathan said about the arm talent, like the arm talent doesn't go away. That's always going to be there. His processing, him winning battles at the line of scrimmage just based on your alignment. And he'll take advantage of the mistakes. My thing is he can't move.
Well, it's also...
And at least the last time I saw him, he couldn't move.
And I know we got to go because I know we want to do coming in hot. 216-474-0092 coming in hot coming up next. But let me say this. I don't think that if he could turn around and hand the ball off, which is what Arthur Smith is going to really want, then I think I'm going to give him more of a chance. There's no way on earth a team sits there and waits for him. He's going to feel all the power in the world. They didn't make a run at anybody else. They wanted Aaron Rodgers. You think he's just going to go along with what Arthur Smith has to say?
No.
Not a chance in hell. That's why I think the thing's going to hell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.